This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
I hope you all had a great Friday. You know, the U.S. dollar is poised for the worst 100 days of a presidency since President Nixon. And this all is coming to a surprise to a lot of people who voted in Donald Trump. The Financial Post reporting that the U.S. dollar index has lost almost 9% between January 20th, when Donald Trump returned to the White House, and April 25th, putting it on course for the biggest loss through the end of the month since at least 1973. Ladies and gentlemen, that is since the Nixon era. That's when Nixon began his second term, and we're seeing some of the worst numbers on the dollar. It's looking bad. A lot of people talking about dropping it as the world reserve currency. And, you know, Media ITE, they're reporting that National Review's Rich Lowry ruthlessly mocks Trump, says the golden age is coming, but in the meantime, stock up on toilet paper. Rich Lowry, the editor-in-chief of the National Review, ruthlessly mocked President Donald Trump over the, quote, vibe shift he's overseen during the first few months of his second administration in a new column, mussing that the golden age is coming, but in the meantime, stock up on toilet paper. Quote, the vibe around President Trump's second term has shifted, and it's all he's doing, began Lowry. This is another quote. The president entered office with a bit of wind at his back. His polling was better than the first time around. Protesters weren't in the streets, and federal investigators weren't after him. The GOP was more united than in 2016, and business leaders wanted to work with them, while culture was generally heading in anti-woke direction. But the point is, they're starting to bring this toilet paper issue up because they know that the grocery store shelves are going to be going bare soon, and a lot of people are going to be panic buying as well, and that's going to play into it. Guys, a study finds that belief in Satan and hell is linked to greater stress. That's right. In a nutshell, if you believe in traditional supernatural forces like the devil, hell, and witchcraft is linked, it basically links to higher stress levels and weaker coping skills, according to a large-scale study of over 3,000 UK adults. Now, Only these traditional beliefs showed negative mental health impacts. Beliefs in psychic abilities or precognition, like New Age beliefs, had no significant connection to stress or coping. So you believe in hell, demons, supernatural forces, witchcraft. All of this stuff plays a toll on your body. Guys, they located a mysterious underwater UFO base spotted just 6 miles off the West Coast that I reported on probably 8 or 9 years ago. But the Daily Mail has just found out about this. It's a mysterious formation lurking deep in the ocean that has been spotted just a few miles off the coast of Southern California. Now, this area is known as Sycamore Knoll. It's a natural underwater structure that looks like a bump pushing up from the ocean floor, and it has like a flat tabletop. And recently they're saying conspiracy theorists think there's an underground base there. A post from Reddit shows the Google terrain of the underwater view, and you can clearly see doorways in it and everything. You know, they're probably saying this doesn't exist and all this stuff, but it's known that over by Catalina Island and out by this area that there is underwater USOs and whatnot. So why not? And it could be also like an entrance to an underwater base that goes like, you know, they build submarines in a lake in Idaho and they somehow get them out into the Puget Sound and stuff. So they got shit that we don't even know about. I reported on that probably 9-10 years ago. Walmart set to remodel some Georgia stores, and I was thinking, maybe they're putting in FEMA camps.
Well, Walmart says it will be remodeling about 20 stores across our state, including 4 locations here in Metro Atlanta. The upgrades will include new big signage, expanded departments, and a larger online pickup and delivery area. The company also says the pharmacy will be having wider aisles, a new private screening room, and privacy checkout areas. The remodeled stores will include locations in Marietta, Snellville, Fayetteville, and Gainesville.
Well, I heard Atlanta, the Atlanta area is so bad on theft and stuff like that that they could either be setting those up for way better security and lockdown, or those are going to be like temporary FEMA camps or something, because shit's going to break loose in Atlanta first. Now, grocery items that are going to go up for sure are things like apple juice. Like 60% of our apple juice in the U.S. comes from Chinese concentrate. You've been drinking apple juice from China, and your seafood, you know, China supplies about nearly 80% of the tilapia, 50% of cod and other frozen fish that you're eating, all your garlic, around 23% of your garlic. Guys, 90% of your vitamin C that you need to live comes from China. That means no one's going to be living. Frozen vegetables, imports of frozen vegetables make up about 7% of the frozen fruits and vegetables, according to a 1999 study. Also, soy sauce and other condiments. 42% of all soy sauce comes from China. Obviously, other stuff, you know, Asian products and different types of noodles and stuff like that. So we'll keep an eye on that. Kevin Morin's going to call in. Hopefully I can get the line working. And, you know, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they've been pushing having babies. Elon Musk is having all these kids. He has like 14 of them or something. And, you know, it's reminiscent of the Cabbage Patch, you know, the orphan train movement, the incubator era. I don't know if you guys know about this, but they were just shipping babies all over using the U.S. Postal Service and other things, and they actually turned them into slaves. They were white slaves. They were indentured servants. And the excuse was it was a social experiment. But ladies and gentlemen, they were repopulating after some type of disaster in the mid-1800s to early 1900s. And they were coming back and reclaiming Tartarian cities and land. And these kids came from somewhere, like incubators in the UK. Like they knew, because it's like they pre-knew of an disaster. They really have incubators back then. They had... They were doing like genetic stuff. I mean, it was very advanced. Don't let them, you know, the horse and buggy era came after the mud flood that they didn't tell you about. You know, so it gets weird.
It was March 15th, 1906. The train pulling into the eastern Iowa town of Hopkinton that morning would have attracted an unusual amount of attention. Townspeople would have stopped what they were doing to watch. Shop owners would have stood in their doorways as the locomotive slowed near the depot. A notice placed in the Hopkinton newspaper
Between 1854 and 1929, nearly a quarter million children were shipped from the East Coast to the U.S. and were resettled under what came to be known as the orphan train movement. And they were used as indentured servants. So I want reparations. This is what they don't tell people. Now... there was incubator babies. Incubator babies you could buy at the World's Fair. You could just buy them like cotton candy. They came out of a cabbage patch. It's the same thing that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are pushing. Why? Because Donald Trump will ultimately become the president under continuity of government that ushers in Planet X and the asteroid Apophis. And he'll do another term, more than likely. He'll be in under continuity of government. And they know what's coming. They know either asteroid Apophis is going to hit and it's a continent killer, or it's going to rip through our atmosphere and destroy everything still yet. So there's two possibilities, and they're both bad. Now, here's incubator babies if you don't believe it. Let's listen to this guy.
Art World's Fair's exhibits that became defined as the incubator babies, which became a socio-cultural aspect of American society and mainland Europe from the 14th of July 1853 to the 26th of April 1895. When you look at the historical narratives of Western science, you will discover that there are some huge events that have happened that are never discussed. One such event is called the Orphan Train Movement, which was a program that transported over 250,000 children, with claims the number was actually over 540,000. On locomotive carriages from crowded urban areas in the eastern United States to foster homes in the Midwest United States. It was claimed that these infants had been orphaned, abandoned, abused, or were homeless, when actually these were new immigrants. So where did all these infants come from? At the same time as the orphan trains, you had something called the incubator babies. The bizarre incubator babies were exhibited at the World's Fair called the Exhibition of the Industry of All Nations at Bryant Park in New York City from the 14th of July 1853 to the 14th of November 1854. But there were vast numbers of the incubator babies that were also shown at other world fairs across mainland Europe and elsewhere on planet Earth. This activity continued right up
okay,
to when...
Okay, so we got Kevin Morin joining us. The incubator babies, the Cabbage Patch Kids, the Tartarian Empire. You know, we can get into all that, but basically they lied to you about everything. The first day that you went to school, they told you the Earth was round. You know, they told you Christopher Columbus discovered America and all this stuff. You know, they didn't discover America. They refounded it after a disaster. And There was a Tartarian Empire, and I know that's hard to believe for a lot of people, but you're going to have to check in on it. They knew a disaster was coming, so they readied underground bases, and they got incubator babies ready, and literally did like cloning and shit, and then sent these babies out all over the world. Kevin Mooring is joining us. Why do you think Elon Musk and Trump are pushing these Cabbage Patch Kids?
I don't know, but to go back to what you were saying about Trump, like continuity of government being president, I sent you that picture from Trump's official merchandise website. They're already pushing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
MAGA 2028 hats, right or wrong?
Yeah, and that goes in with my theory that, you know, my theory obviously is that the Planet X Nemesis star system's coming in and it's going to start tilting our pole and cause another mud flood and all this stuff and major disasters and all sorts of chaos. And that's the explanation for the inflation and what's coming, because ultimately people at the top know. And then that's why they got a plan for everything and they death killed China and all this shit. But what we do know for a fact, according to what real paperwork and documentation and our governments and scientists are supposedly telling us, what we know for fact is that the asteroid Apophis is coming on April 13th, 2029, and there's only two options. Either it rips through the atmosphere, which will still cause major destruction, or it hits and it's a continent killer. Now, when people find out about this, they're going to panic. That's going to put us in continuity of government probably way before that. They're going to orchestrate this economy downfall to bring us into lockdowns and stuff ahead of time. Donald Trump will probably go in for a third term. I mean, do you think that's what these Cabbage Patch Kids are they're pushing? I mean, I was also thinking like they plan on, populating Mars in the future or something, but I think it's more imminent than that. We're about 4 years ahead of that disaster, so I guess that, you know, people could crank some babies out for the next 3-4 years.
I still say, like, it is a fact that there's not enough of us right now to do jobs. Like the kids today, they're not going out being bricklayers and asphalters. I mean, there are a few, but there's
they can't even lift the bricks.
Well, I'm just trying to say, I'm not trying to.
The only thing these kids lifted was a Nintendo remote controller for the Wii.
Like, then you wonder why these states call in contractors out of state to work there. It's because there's not, these kids don't want to work. They don't even want to go. They can't even cook the pizza right at Domino's, dude. And then it goes to the AI part of it. Like, they'll run deals at your favorite restaurant, but the only way to get the deal is you order through the app instead of talking to somebody.
I miss when food used to be good. I mean, shit, even Taco Bell used to be good. Like, it used to be, like, really good. And then they, like, somehow they, like, changed the recipe.
Taco Bell used to be really good and cheap. And it's neither one of those now.
Yeah. It sucks that they ruin everything, you know. Now all these fast food places are shutting down. No more human meat for the Americans.
Did you see McDonald's has got a new menu item now?
No, what is it?
Chicken fingers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're making chicken fingers. That's like their new thing.
I ordered some chili in Texas and got a big old toenail in it one time. So you guarantee that shit has human meat. It was probably like Leatherface cooking that shit up.
Well, Gordon Ramsay, you know, he has shows where he goes in and shows you all the filthiest bar, restaurant, fucking some of the, I mean, and people don't have a clue what's going on in that kitchen.
Man, you got to try to stay to a busy restaurant. But I worked in a busy restaurant. One of my first jobs, I was like 14, almost 15. And I lied about my age and got a job as a dishwasher. And this restaurant was pretty busy and it was good. But this is what can happen. This one disgruntled line cook dropped a steak and I seen him just pick it back up. And it had shit all over it from the mats and stuff.
Back in the day when I was a kid, we went down to Disney World. My mom, my dad, my sister, me, my aunt, uncle, my cousins. It was like a family trip. We stopped at a McDonald's down south, and it was almost closing time, but they were still open, and the cooks were racing cockroaches on the grill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a gambling thing. Yeah, I mean, all the workers, we could see them, and they couldn't see that we were standing there in the restaurant. Yeah, racing cockroaches on the grill.
That's a trip.
That's a true story. So that's why, I mean, fast food is trash anyway, you know? It's nothing but toenails and hair and shit smashed together.
Yeah, that's fucking... I'm going to play a little bit more of this incubator thing. Let's listen to this and then we'll talk about it more. This is so weird.
The World's Fair, known as the Fremantle.
This is back in the 18, the late 1800s.
Industrial exhibition was organized in the port city of Fremantle, next to the Swan River in Western Australia on the 4th of October, 1894. When this World's Fair ended on the 26th of April, 1895, the incubator babies were then concealed from the public. After these World Fairs, you had a man called Martin Arthur Cooney display them as a sideshow at the World Fairs from 1896 around the United States and First World countries. Martin Cooney was an obstetrician in the United States who became known as the incubator doctor. He established an amusement park sideshow called the Infantorium, in which Europeans, Canadians, and Americans...
They literally had these machines that they stuffed the babies in and they just grew the babies. I mean, it is like weird. Like, where were these babies coming from?
So then the Cabbage Patch doll, the craze that when I was younger, everybody had their own doll and you could have one.
Yep. And then the Garbage Pail Kids were like a spinoff of that, but like the twisted spinoff. Hopefully we'll get Kevin back here. Cabbage Patch Kids and then Garbage Pail.
Paid 25 cents to view prematurely born minors displayed as the incubator babies. Whose children were the incubator babies? Where had they originated from? How was it possible for parentless infants to be exhibited as a sideshow at the World's Fairs? Nothing that we have been given as the accepted historical narrative is actually correct. Most of the immigrants that left mainland Europe was for safety reasons, then settled in North America. However, the immigrants could not have constructed the massive buildings in locations such as Baltimore, in Maryland and Richmond, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, alongside the numerous other urban settlements of the eastern United States that are seen in so many photographs from the Victorian period. Were the incubator babies a version of predictive programming and culture creation to prepare the minds of human beings?
So anyways, they had these incubators, they had these orphan trains. I think that some type of disaster happened before 1850. And I haven't really been able to pin down, like, you know, I pondered in my head, could that have happened like many years before 1850? Like, you know, hundreds. But I think ultimately it happened just sometime before 1850, maybe between 1800 and 1850. And there's evidence of this because in 1850 there was photographs available, and there's pictures of full-blown cities with better architecture and high rises and skylines than now, than today, with Tartarian architecture and buildings we can't even build today. And there's no one on the streets. And then there's just mud in the streets. And then a couple people with horse and buggy that were starting to repopulate. But Tartaria had advanced stuff. So they had a full-blown advanced civilization. There were giants living right up with the human population right up until even into the 1900s, believe it or not. I mean, just they've lied to us about everything. It is crazy. Guys, please support the show. Help keep everything going. I direly need support. The end of the month is in just a couple days, and everything is due. So I have to get that taken care of to even continue the show. Please show support, make a pledge. Everything helps. So you can hit the link tree down below. There's Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, all that. There's even cryptos and stuff like that. Thanks, guys. Incubator babies. I mean, we're talking about all this stuff, but Cabbage Patch Kids, incubator babies. And a lot of people are probably just like, what is he talking about? Like, how is this even possible? How did they lie to us? How were there these babies going around that were indentured servants and we didn't know about them? I mean, you know, and the official cover is it was a social experiment. It was the East Coast got overpopulated from foreigners, so they had to just send all these babies that just magically were abandoned. And it's like, well, where's their parents? You know, but it was more orchestrated than that. And it was like a government rollout. And you could tell that it was a well thought out, executed and planned operation. And ultimately led to, I mean, I don't know, them lying to just about everything. You know, I'm going to play a little bit more of this video.
For the covert techniques of genetic cloning. Was it so it could become accepted in society? Even though most individuals do not know who Martin Arthur Cooney actually is, he became quite famous in his own right. Martin Cooney was an obstetrician from the United States of German Jewish descent. From the 1st of May 1896 and onwards until the 5th of February 1943, Martin Arthur Cooney held exhibits of the incubator babies at the World Fairs to demonstrate the efficiency of the incubators through the United States of America and mainland Europe. Martin Cooney was an apprentice physician and worked under the obstetrician called Pierre Constant Boudin at the Paris Maternity Hospital in Paris, France. On the 30th of April 1896, Pierre Constant Boudin sent Martin Cooney to the Great Industrial Exhibition of Berlin. That was also called the Berlin Industrial Exposition in 1896. To show a new incubator and to promote its use throughout mainland Europe. At the Berlin Industrial Exposition, Martin Cooney held an exhibit called the Kindern Bruder in Stahl, or child hatchery, to demonstrate the effectiveness of incubators. Many of the
they had child hatcheries
buildings at the Berlin Industrial Exposition were remnant edifices from Great Tartaria and the Old World Empire, and therefore Martin Arthur Cooney was exhibiting some incubator babies which had originated from Great Tartaria. Were these the parentless infants from the Old World Empire? With self...
They literally depicted them coming out of cabbage patches. So I don't know what's going on. I just know that They're probably prepping for Apophis at minimum. I think Planet X 2. You can get my book, Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World. Links below. Guys, please support the show. I'll be back on in the morning. I just wanted to get this out. Ponder this Cabbage Patch Dolls, these Cabbage Patch Kids, the repopulation. You know, Apophis, there's two possibilities. They're both bad. It rips through the atmosphere, according to scientists, and ruins things, or it strikes Earth, and it will be a continent killer. So we'll see. April 13th, 2029. Guys, I'm going to get out of here. Have a great day. Thanks. Please support the show. Desperately need support. It's the end of the month. Thank you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.